Welcome back to John Robert Square. And the top of the bill this afternoon, lads. Big welcome for the Coronas.
We didn't know what to expect coming here. Thanks, everyone.
It's all over. It's all over. And what about our Munster champions? 317, 140. We've captured our home title since 0-2. And now we've captured our 8th Munster title.
Whingers. Do you expect to find many whingers in Waterford today?
No, no.
And do you regret describing some of your constituents in those terms yesterday?
To members of the public, this was a local issue.
Soon we'll be 30 years old.
Remembering 30 years of local radio in Waterford.
We are WLR.
So, David Gray, it's a genuine pleasure to meet you. I've been a long-term fan, as many people here have today. And I was just chatting, actually, to one of my colleagues back at base, just saying there's something really special about an anniversary album, because especially an album like White Ladder, people who are fans of yours tend to love every single song on an album like this. So you're guaranteed a good gig, I think.
To play the album in its entirety, You know that if you've got a favourite song, it's going to get played. So you're not going to be going away empty-handed. No one goes away empty-handed from a White Ladder 20th anniversary show.
Okay, I've never had this done before. Now, okay. My bloods have been consistently okay in terms of that. So,
okay, Damien, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get you to lie on the couch. And I'm going to get you to lie on your left shoulder. And you need to drop the trousers and the underwear to roughly your knee level. Okay?
Okay.
I'll give you a hand in case you're in trouble.
And you're going to use the gloves here?
Yeah, I'm going to put on the gloves here. And you just need a little bit of gel on the gloves to make it a little bit more comfortable for you. Okay?
Okay, so I'm lying on my left shoulder here. What's the gel? Sort of a lubricant?
The lubricant gel, yeah. Your hand there, are you okay?
Yeah.
Nice and comfortable?
As comfortable as can be.
Okay, now Damien, tuck your knees up to your chest like the fetal position there a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to look to start with. And Damien, a little bit of gel now. And when I say count to three, there'll be a little bit of discomfort down below. Are you ready?
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay.
One, two, three. And I'm just checking the prostate now, and we're finished.
We're here now in WIT Arena, the World GA Games, and I'm joined by members now of the Team Canada hurling team, I believe. What's your own name?
Brendan McManus.
Okay, yourself?
Geneviève Boutour.
Guys, fantastic setting here in Waterford. First of all, how did you get here, and how did you get involved first of all in the GA?
Oh goodness, well we're all from different clubs, so I'm from Ottawa, and I first learned about hurling when I was on exchange at UCD, and I saw the sport, it was super intrigued, it looked like hockey, lacrosse, a bit of golf and baseball.
And hello and welcome to My Farming Week with me, Kieran O'Connor. Well, all this week I'm on the road across Waterford speaking to people who make their living from the farm. And today I'm in Colligan to speak to the O'Sullivan family, of course, the Farmer of the Year last year, the Zurich Farmers of the Year last year. A fantastic achievement. We're joined by Gillian and her husband, Neil. First of all, Gillian, winning the Zurich Farmer of the Year last year for 2018, a fantastic achievement.
It was 2018 was a year of highs and lows, but definitely the finish off in November with winning Farm of the Year.
They're going for silver, they're going for bronze. John Tracy is 100 metres to go. An Irish medal goes to John Tracy. The crowd stands for the Irishman from Villierstown and Waterford. The little man with a great heart from County Waterford has done it.
Waterford's greatest sporting hero. Have your say this June on WLR thanks to Flahavens, the winning way to start your day.
WLR plays the biggest songs every hour. From the artists you love. We are.
Oh, Mrs. Brown.
Brendan O'Carroll on the line. Brendan, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Jeff. Thanks very much. It's great to talk to you. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. It's 90s, is it?
Yes, it is.
I know we were allowed smoke in the studio anyway.
I remember that. We were.
Tell me something. I was talking to somebody today in here. We said, back in the day when you started in Waterford, was it Mr. and Mrs. or Blind Date?
I'll tell you where it was. It was in Fat Sam's.
Fat Sam's, yeah.
And it was Blind Date that I did. And I remember Fat Sam's. It was the youngest audience I've ever played in my life. I used to go in there and there'd be only one pubic hair between the whole lot of them.
And was that your first time that you kind of ventured, you know, out of Dublin?
That was the first time out of Dublin to play Fat Sam's. And I did it every Wednesday night for about a year and a half. And it was just, you know what, I don't have to tell you, what I made in Fat Sam's paid for my first van and my first bit of equipment.
Okay, everybody, here we go. This is the casting audition for WLR's Radio Ratings promo. First up, Ollie and Mary, you got 10 seconds, go.
I'm sleepy and he's kooky, mysterious and spooky. We're all together, ooky, Ollie and Mary.
Okay, thank you. Next, Damien Tiernan, please.
If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? Damien Tiernan!
Ugh. Next, Aveen.
It's Brittany, witch.
Lads, come on, I can't sing.
Man, this is getting us nowhere. Oh, do you know what we need? A killer Vincent Price thriller-style ending. Rick, let's go.
Darkness falls across the land. The radio ratings are close at hand. Stations crawl in search of our listeners, but to no avail as we come out winners. And though they fight to stay alive, they know deep down we've got the drive. For 30 years we've been on top. We just won't stop.
Cut!
The JNLR radio ratings have been released and WLR remains Waterford's biggest station.
And I've cursed the life when winter days...
With the passing of Tommy Makem in August 2007, Liam was the last surviving member of this most legendary of Irish groups. Paddy Clancy succumbed to cancer in November 98 and Bobby died of pulmonary fibrosis in September 2002. For Liam, this was a lonely position to be in.
Always tough to be the last man standing, you know. In a way, you feel very, very lucky. But there's so many times when something comes to mind and I say, what was that fellow's name? Or what was that time? Or remember the time we were down in Florida with the Playboy Club? Who was playing? And I'd pick up the phone to call Paddy or Tom or Tommy Makem, there's no one to call.
Let's take you to the long, straight bog road which runs past Port Law, the one with the humpback bridge. Yesterday evening, 8 p.m, a group of a dozen or so people are standing outside the bungalow. The bungalow set around 30 feet in off the road. It's dusk. It's like a wake. It's like when people stand outside a house. Although this time nobody's actually died, but it feels like it. This is rural Ireland. Neighbours gather to support the man inside the house, who earlier in the day has been burgled.
Very John, this is Damien Tiernan from WLR.
Pleased to meet you, John. Sit down there. I'm sorry for bothering you. I'm very, very sorry for your trouble.
Oh, sure, this is it. This is it. But sure, things could have been worse.
What happened? Tell me what happened. What can you remember?
A car on the road. First I see it moving along slowly. And then it went down to Hackett's Gate. Turned there. Came up and went down by Coyley's. Dogs didn't bark there, that meant they didn't go in. I had a bit of suspicions of it. Coming up a turn this way, and went over the road slowly. That was the last scene of it. I went into Jimmy Donahue, he told me to come in. And they came back, I said, that was the cow. I came in here, and the first thing I noticed is the gate opened halfway. So I said, Frank Murray was come to take in the chimney. He was disgusted I wasn't there. When I came in then and put in the... There are two locks on that door. And then I opened the door. The first thing I noticed is that window there. There's someone else disturbing it.
I've been told that I'm brave, that I'm an inspiration. I don't agree. I didn't do anything extraordinary. All I did was survive breast cancer. I was one of 4,082 new referrals to the breast clinic at University Hospital Waterford in 2017. Of that number, 194 were diagnosed with breast cancer. I was one of the unlucky 5%. If I'm honest, I actually believe I'm lucky. Lucky that I was diagnosed early and that treatment worked for me. I'm grateful too that the treatment I'm still receiving is continuing to work and that I'm in good health today. However, life after cancer is not without its challenges. The fatigue and other side effects can last for years, and the fear of recurrence is at times all-consuming. 85% of all women who are diagnosed with breast cancer are aged 40 or over. Since I was diagnosed at the age of 32, I've met several women from Waterford and across the southeast who are also diagnosed in their 30s. Three of them share their experiences with me. I'm Sinead Ahern, and this is Breast Cancer and Me.
Hi, Alexa.
Hello, Ricky. Did you have a good summer?
Yes, I did.
So are we back together now for the winter?
Very funny, Alexa.
Let's pick a new playlist for the autumn winter nights ahead.
Let's do it. How about Forever Autumn?
Summer sun is fading as the year grows old.
What about The Sound of Silence?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
For sure.
I've come to talk with you again.
And I think we can add Harvest Moon to the list too.
Because I'm still in love with you.
That's a classic.
On this Harvest Moon.
Let's get September underway with a bit of Earth, Wind and Fire. And remember, here is Ricky Saturday and Sunday from 4 p.m. on WLR.
Excellent choice, Alexa.
Okay, so I've now got onto the back of the sulky. Thomas, you're coming with me, aren't you?
I am.
Come on, don't leave me on my own. Oh, genie, God.
Hold on
there. I'm holding on. Jump up there now. Okay, so we're now
easy,
on the...
Easy, no flight.
Okay, we're picking up a bit of speed. We're going out on the estate.
Lovely day for a big summer's day for a child. Lovely day.
What's the thrill of it, or what's the beauty of it, or how?
Like, to be honest, like, my father done it for years. His father done it. It's just a tradition, basically. It's just like cyclists loves their cycling. People love running. People love swimming. We just love it. This is everything for me. Just to yoke up this pony today and go out for a swim with yourself, Daniel. It means a lot.
WLR's radio drama series Youthquake continues. Week 4. Owen.
We didn't say you could use this hallway.
My class is at the end of this hallway.
Well, we're 6 years and we own this hallway and we say you can't use it.
You just have to learn to find out what the girl you're with likes and always ask if what you're doing is okay.
What?
Thank you so, so much for making 2019 a record-breaking year for the WLR Be A Little Star Christmas Appeal for the St. Vincent de Paul.
At WLR, we are proud to be Waterford's radio station and proud to assist and promote Waterford communities throughout the year.
From the huge success of the Farmview Auction, Singing Firemen, the Dungarvan Community Concert, Clem Jacobs' Coffee Morning,
and the 24-hour Waterford Warrior Row and Mark White's Boot Camp, we are delighted to let you know that you have raised over €85,000.
We would like to thank all our listeners and a special thank you to all the businesses who have kindly donated to the appeal.
And to the 120 Waterford businesses who made Red to Work a big success this year.
From all at the St. Vincent de Paul in Waterford City and County.
And from all of us here at WLR, we would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks for being a little star for WLR.
So you do an array of voices, though.
I attempt to do an array
of
voices.
And you also scripted this up for us.
We're very
impressed that you put the effort in. Dermot, we are going to just sit back and listen to this. Best of luck to you now, and off you go.
Okay. Let's get this job done in one take, all right? All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas when, you know, all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a frickin' mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care and with the full support of the cabinet, I might add, in hopes that St. Nicholas and the Fiscal Advisory Council soon would be there.
The children, not sure how many even have, but let's not dwell on that, were nestled all in their beds, while visions of sugar plums or other sweet fruits or glazed farm produce danced in their heads. and Melania in her kerchief, and my eye in my cap, Make America Great Again, had just settled our brains. You got the best brains. Really, really beautiful brains. For a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, a bit like when I went straight through Georgiagi in Genoa. I sprang out of Scratcher to see what were the matter. I waited a window, I flew like a flash, tore up the shutters and threw up the sash, and may I just say categorically, Ollie and Mary and all your listeners, that I have never, ever worn a sash.
2020 on WLR. Listen out for the best music.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi, and this is your station, WLR FM.
The biggest prizes.
Oh, fantastic! I find it like, I don't believe it.
Oh, Mark.
Oh my God.
And the greatest listeners.
Thank you so much to everyone in WLR.
Oh, thank you very much, WLR.
Even the T-shirts tuned in.
I think WLR provides a really great service. As you know, I have family in Waterford and it's always on the background.
News, sport, information on your station. We are WLR.
These things come in threes, isn't it? Very sad. Gable, first of all, and then we had Marion Finucane, who's been buried today, in fact, so the RT have taken some hits.
You are many, many years broadcasting yourself. You had you're here in WLR for quite a few years. You worked in RT as well. When did you work there?
I worked there in 79 at the very start of 2FM, Coming At You, as they called it. So that's the first time I met Larry.
And Larry was there.
He was there.
And tell us about your memories of Larry.
I remember the first time I met him, and we had all been at some kind of an induction day because we had to go through all these things, you know, the civil service and all that, and you know, you couldn't say this and you couldn't say that and how to pronounce names and stuff. The one thing I do remember that day, we all went for coffee afterwards, and Larry never saw any of us as a threat because I was only 20, I think, and all the rest of the lads were kind of a similar age. I think I was the youngest of all that new batch came in. And it was just that he was just very friendly, very encouraging. And if he always was at his desk, if you went over and asked him something, he'd give you some advice. And he was just a smashing man, you know, he really was.
Following a year of outstanding achievements, the WLR Granville Hotel GAA Awards were presented on Saturday last by Mary O'Connor, Chief Executive, Federation of Irish Sport.
The winner of the 2019 WLR Granville Hotel GAA Awards is Beth Carton.
Yeah, look, absolutely shocked. Definitely wasn't expecting that. It was nearly in my own world when the winner was announced. So definitely look, this is dedicated to all the girls that, that are at home tonight, but are the ones that truly deserve this.
Well, as Bennett goes through on goal, chance for a check, takes his shot. Oh, it's in the back of the net by the man from Ballysagar there. Just control the ball and give Hogan no chance. He put it along the carpet, into the back of the net, in the town end, and Bennett delivered once again his third goal in the national championship.
With more ways to connect, you won't miss a thing on Election Sunday on WLR, the radio.
Live in the home, in the car and in work on 97.5, 95.1 and 98.4 FM on the coast.
We're mobile.
You can listen live on the WLR app and on the Irish Radio Player app.
We're on Google Home and on the Amazon Echo. Hey Alexa, play WLR FM.
Now playing WLR FM.
We're digital.
Our digital news team has been assembled and will bring you all the election news on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, live from the WLR Election Hub.
Live blog.
Follow the WLR Election blog, running from 9 a.m. until the last seat is filled.
And TV.
Have a smart TV? Subscribe to us today on YouTube.
In partnership with WIT, watch the election as it happens with a live feed and election specials with Damien Tiernan and Liz Reddy.
To follow the election as it happens in Waterford, download the WLR app from the App Store.
Like us on Facebook, heart us on Instagram, follow on Twitter.
And remember to subscribe to WLR on YouTube for Election Live.
In case you missed all that, just click WLRFM.com/election. Election 2020 on WLR. First, as it happens in Waterford.
Why are you exiting politics?
The primary reason I'm retiring is because I want to spend more time with my family. And that's the truth. I'm getting emotional now because I'm thinking, but
That's okay.
I'm a passionate person, right?
Take a drink of water. Yeah. Take a drink of water.
And I've reflected on that recently. And I know I need to do more for my family. So I've made this decision. I'll come around now in a minute and I'll be grand. Okay. So okay. I apologise. But
it's the first time I've ever seen you crying.
That's the reason. And
do you cry often?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you're an emotional person.
An emotional person, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
Hello and welcome to the wonderful Granville Hotel in the heart of Ireland's oldest city.
Now, I would ask people here if anybody can actually point a difference between Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil on a tangible, real basis. I would ask them to explain this to me.
That hasn't come up once on the doors over the
That's because there's nobody living there.
Because it is peopleless, footfall-less, and it's nothing. Nothing compared to what it was.
What was the thinking behind the current government's proposal to cut funding by 20 million for disability services, yet they somehow found 20 million to assist the FAI?
For nearly 12 months lobbying to get the engineers on a tour of the city centre, we still, 12 months later after that tour, are waiting for decisions from the engineers in my
own
submission.
Sorry, just to say that, to get the engineers on a tour of the city?
Yes.
These are the engineers that work in the city?
100%.
Would you mind if people were smoking cannabis on the streets?
Well, I think personally you don't see smoking on the streets that much. I think your personal use is your own business as long as you're over 18.
Yeah, anybody earning more than 70,000, how much will they be paying in tax?
I haven't got the figures in front of me at the minute.
Well, first of all, Damien, I wasn't sure that you were an economist.
No, I just did a bit of economics in college.
You said there's no champion of the North Keys. I 100% agree with you. I want to be the champion of the North Keys.
I want politicians to get off the high horse and say they're there to rip us, they're voted in by the people of Waterford, not by their parties.
Yeah, there we go. Smokey Robinson and Being With You. 25 to 4 for the final time. We're going back to the account centre at WIT.
Thanks very much, John. I'm joined by Deputy Matt Shanahan. How does that sound?
Well, it sounds fine, to be honest, Liz. I wasn't, as I said before, I'm not trying to be a politician. I suppose we've ended up here maybe not by default, because there's been a huge amount of work gone into this by a lot of people, but I think we're now in a place where we might get something done, hopefully.
Waterford's David Colnan says he's sorry if he offended anyone by using the phrase up the rah in a victory speech to supporters on Sunday night. A video emerged of him shouting Chuggy Garlaw and up the rah at a celebration event at a Waterford City pub. He says his comments were about the past and not the future. The Sinn Féin poll topper told Damien Tiernan on Daisha Today that he never thought about his speech being recorded.
One of these things, Damien, when you're given a speech, when you're very emotional and something is said, I never even thought about it and forgot I even said
so it wasn't a conscious thing.
It was a throwaway comment in some respects at the end of a very, what I felt for me personally was a very emotional speech talking to Sinn Féin supporters. And I think most reasonable people, Damien, will see that. And you know, I've dealt with it. I've said what I've said, and I have moved on already. Obviously, if I've caused any offence, Damien, I didn't intend to cause offence. But you know, there's no point.
Is that an apology?
No, it's not an apology for reflecting back on the hunger strikes. It's
no, I understand
for
that.
Anybody that was offended by it. And I think
so. Are you sorry? Okay, are you sorry if you've offended some people?
Yes, of course I am, because that's not what I am. I don't set out to offend anybody. And I think some people who don't like Sinn Féin will make much more of this than it is.
A Fianna Fáil election candidate and Waterford councillor, Eddie Mullican, was disqualified by the High Court in 2017 from acting as a company director for 7 years because of his management of a family hair salon business. Eddie Mulligan, Councillor Mulligan, fair play to you. You've come in to talk about it. I appreciate that. Tell me and tell our listeners, please, what is the story?
No, what I would say is it has happened, Damien. It's caught me deep remorse, deep embarrassment and probably deep shame.
Yeah.
And I suppose from that point of view, it's been something we've had to deal with as a family.
How upsetting has it been?
You can see. Look, I suppose, it's been hugely upsetting. We worked through it. We've a beautiful 10-year-old daughter. She arrived in 2009 and kept us together as a family.
Hi. This is a message from my home to your home via the Power Radio, and more specifically to us in Waterford, WLR. You and over 70,000 others are listening to this right now. We're being asked to stay at home and help to stop the spread of COVID-19. It's a very hard thing for us to do in a very sociable county like Waterford, by. But this is so important, lads. When this passes, and it will pass, we will hopefully have helped save many lives. Mind yourself, your family, your mental health, and your movements. If you can at all, help our local charities where it's possible. Stay home, stay safe, stay connected, and remember our healthcare workers who are helping our friends and family. Thanks, boy. Lights will guide
you home. And you're welcome now, you who are listening in to this Mass, celebrated by me, Bishop Fonsi, here in St. Patrick's Church on this third Sunday of Lent. And I'm offering this Mass for your intentions, and I'm very thankful to WLR and all the staff there, and we remember them too in our prayers, because now with public Masses not being held, but Mass continuing in every parish with the priest praying.
As I say goodbye just to say hello.
Well, he's a big favourite on the Big Breakfast Blan, indeed much further afield. It's the one and only Gavin James, and he joins us now. How you doing, Gavin?
Gavin.
I'm grand. How are you getting on? He's all right?
We're Zooming together at the minute.
Class, this is my whole life right now is based on Zoom. I love it.
People will get through this. So, for example, the first thing Julie did last night, her producer, she asked people that have children at home to have a little chat with them. And we got the voices of children, because I know there's a lot of mammies and daddies and grannies and granddads listening to this morning. And lots of children. So if you have a child in the house, have a listen to this. It might help explain some of how children feel this week and today especially. Their worries, I suppose their concerns, and how they feel about being off school.
Thomas, how do you feel about being told that you've no school for the next 2 weeks?
Kind of sad, because I have to do different kind of work and I'll miss my friends and I won't be able to go to my hurling and Gaelic training because I won't meet my friends there either. So
we would just hope that everybody in Waterford is currently staying safe and looking after their neighbours. We miss them and we're looking forward to welcoming again.
Without doubt, once the last customer was served on Sunday evening, was total elation.
I'm hugely looking forward to being able to open the doors again. I mean, I'm not joking, I think we'll probably throw some kind of a party. We'll give away free cakes.
We're open 14 years, so you have a very loyal following, but it's like a little small community, so you miss their lives, their conversation, the fun, the crack.
And I miss my girl. I miss my girls that work with me. Some girls work with me 12 and 13 years.
Keep doing what we're doing and we'll be out the other side of it.
Independent businesses in Waterford and Dungarvan miss their customers and want you to know they will be back soon.
God, I miss hugging people.
I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
Tributes are being paid to Waterford Showband star Brendan Boyer, who's died at the age of 81. Waterford Council has opened a book of condolences online. WLR's Emer McKeown has more.
Come on, everybody! Let's go down memory lane!
Legendary entertainer Brendan Boyer passed away in Las Vegas last evening. The singer, who had 6 number one hits, was surrounded by his family. His wife of 53 years, Stella, his 3 children, Brendan Jr., Aisling and Clodagh, and his 2 grandchildren, Liam and Nora Stella. In 2011, he was awarded the Freedom of the City of Waterford, along with Val Dunican. At the ceremony, he told the audience what he thought was the secret to the success of his greatest hit.
The question of the Hucklebuck, which I get all the credit for these days, up to the time of Crystal Swing anyway. But it was the Royal Showband. We did that in Abbey Road in London. We did it in one take, actually two, because I double-tracked and the boys clapped hands and shouted, hey.
And the 1998 Tony for Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Play goes to Anna Manahan.
Have you made a decision about staying on as the coach of the Waterford hurling team?
Yeah, I have, Eamon. I've thought long and hard about it, I suppose, and I've made a decision to step away now after 5 years at the helm.
We rely on WLR and other stations like it to give people access to proper news, proper debate, a really important service that only independent broadcasters and local radio can do.
Soon we'll be 30 years old.
Remembering 30 years of local radio in Waterford.
We are WLR.